My next guest joins the morning show to talk about her latest work. She's a big deal in our community. One of her jobs is to write and executively direct the Grand Rapids Creative Youth Center. Didn't we have fun a year or so ago at that event at Pyramid Scheme?
We sure did, yeah, at our Story Slam.
You've had that. Is that an annual event?
It is. We just had our second event this year. We were busting out of the space,
So
it was a great time.
Awesome. Again, all to obviously reward the and get the awareness out for the Creative Youth Center. That hat is an important hat, Kristen, but you also have a personal hat of author. So here we are talking about your latest work, and I look forward to seeing its fruition. Your first book being published by Finishing Line Press out of Georgetown, Kentucky. It's kind of near my hometown. Kristen, congratulations. Poetry?
Yes, it's a poetry chapbook. The poems center around my grandmother, and it's a narrative weaving together the last couple years of her life with different memories and sort of reflections on time and the passage of time and family and kind of how that's all woven together.
What's a chapbook?
Oh, good question. A chapbook is a short book, often of poetry, but originally it could have been anything, like a pamphlet that someone handed out on the street, and now they're a little bit more professionally put together by publishers.
Awesome. Well, I know there's a reading and celebration coming up next week. We'll talk about that, but tell me more about your grandmother.
She was a wonderful woman. You can't see them, but I'm wearing her earrings right now. She raised a large family, ran a farm, while my grandpa had a couple other businesses going. So she was, I don't know how she did it. I don't know if she slept. She
Maybe she didn't.
Maybe she didn't.
local here, are we in West Michigan?
My grandmother was from northern Wisconsin, northwest Wisconsin. Yeah.
A Midwest gal, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And your personal dealings with her, you, Kristen?
You know, I saw her every summer and sometimes in between, and she was always just encouraging and plucky and herself. She always encouraged me in studying hard and writing and doing my best. She really has a great legacy.
So the poems that we see in your poetry chapbook entitled Fence, Patio, and Blessed Virgin, right?
Yes.
Why that title?
It actually comes from directly from one of the lines in one of the poems, and I felt that it captured the physicality of trying to create a moment. The chapbook is comprised of different moments with my grandma or other family members, and just seeing how fleeting that is, those moments are.
Yes. And this is to be released in July.
Yes, it's currently, the book is on pre-sale right now through the press, Finishing Line Press. You can actually get to that through my website, kristenbrace.com, and the book will then be released in July.
All right. Well, you know I'm going to ask you to read one of your poems before we go into your celebration for next week, if you would, Kristen.
I would love to. Closer to Grandma's, I never remember the names of the roads curving through cornfields, all letters and numbers, quarters and eighths of miles from the county line. But driving now, I follow them intuitively. We pass lakeside bars, a cemetery spotted with sprays of fake flowers, spent pussy willows, a peeling barn. Breath comes easier. Highway 8 threads straight as a needle through brush and white pine. My foot presses harder on the gas. Left on her gravel road, left on her driveway, the house looks tired. I squint at the kitchen window, where we used to see her face peering, grin stretching wide when she was sure it was us. The window is blank, a slash of sky. We find the hidden key and enter. She's been dozing. There's a flat spot in her hair. She's shorter, more stooped. She walks only with the walker that, last year, she refused. Such tenderness, then, in my very bones, when I hear her little chuckle like a chicken's cluck.
Nice. Kristen Brace again. Fence, Patio, Blessed Virgin to be released July 13, but to be read and celebrated next Wednesday. What's happening?
Yeah, so it's an open public celebration. I'll be doing some reading at the Fuse Box downtown next Wednesday, May 2nd, 7 to 9 p.m., We'll have some refreshments. I'll read from the book. It will be available for sale. And also very special guest, internationally acclaimed poet Jack Riddle will be there reading some of his poems as well. So it'll be a great time for poetry lovers all around.
Where's the Fuse Box?
It is downtown on South Division, approximately 120-ish.
And there'll be an opportunity to receive a book or to pre-order at this point?
An opportunity to pre-order. Unfortunately, we won't have the actual book in hand until this summer, but I'll have order forms and information online, and it'll be very easy to order the book if anyone's interested.
Who's your target audience for this?
You know, I think this book, I hope this book will touch a lot of different people. Even if people haven't had a really special relationship with a grandmother, we all have relationships with someone that has passed on. And I think that capturing the particulars of my grandma might touch others in ways that makes them think of memories of their own people that they have loved.
When did you lose your grandmother?
In 2016, a couple years ago now.
And she knew you were a writer, as she did some writing, right?
She only went to school through eighth grade because she had to work on the family farm and then go to the city to make money. But I know that it's something she always regretted. She put a lot of emphasis on education, and she was a great letter writer and writer in general.
Did she know you were thinking about this book writing of poetry at all?
She didn't. She knew that I wrote, but I started actually just capturing a visit to her a couple years before she passed away. And that was more of a just like wanting to capture the memories and those moments that felt really poignant and special. It was clear that she was nearing the end of her life, and I wanted to capture that. But it wasn't something I would say, hey, Grandma, I'm writing this because I think you're passing soon. So
I have time for one more quick poem.
Oh, great. We didn't go last summer. We missed barefoot kickball, cartwheels in the yard, two fridges full and bellies fuller. We missed the uncle who maybe wouldn't come, and lips drawn tight over girlhood envy grown. We missed grandma asking for just a sliver more. We missed how dark it gets at night. While toads made their damp way across the drive, I used to sing in that cleanest garage where for longer than I've been alive, we've celebrated her birthday. In there alone, it was like a giant shower, all echoes. Even if time could fit like a cardinal in your hands, every year just another bright feather, you couldn't compress all those birthdays into just two stalls. A song, a joke, an impromptu polka, a clink of glasses, and a shouted Nastrovia, something would flutter free. How quiet it must be, arriving in spring. How quietly she must wait, if she remembers we're coming.
Next Wednesday night, 7 to 9, catch a reading and celebration by you, Kristen Brace, Fence Patio, Blessed Virgin, your poetry chapbook. How do we find out more information? You have a website?
I do. You can visit kristenbrace.com and learn more.
All right. Your grandmother will be watching.
She will.
Thanks.
Thanks, Shelley.